What does the news we're learning today mean for U.S. foreign relations?
It would have been nice if the president considered threatening or actually imposing sanctions before the Turks decided to move across the border. And I think by and large, even though President Erdogan is due to visit Washington November 13th, I don't know where that visit's going to be scheduled, postponed, or called off. The reality is that the Turks have a lot invested in this, domestically, as well as with respect to their interest in Syria. I think far more telling than sanctions will be how the Russians respond to this, how much resistance they encounter from the Syrian military that is moving even now as we speak to occupy positions as a consequence of a deal that they've cut with the Kurds. What this shows, bottom line, guys, is that America doesn't have the will or the skill, frankly, to compete with the Iranians, the Turks, the Russians, who have a vital national interest in Syria and are willing to die to protect it.
You know, maybe I'm being cynical, but when we order sanctions and demand a ceasefire, we're sending Mike Pence. Isn't it a little bit after the horse is out of the barn, after we essentially opened the gate?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, we're talking here about an incredibly complicated situation, which involves the vital national interests, some would argue from the Kurdish point of view, an existential interest. And they've been forsaken and betrayed by the United States at least three or four times over the course of the last 30 years. So it's going to be virtually impossible for the U.S., I think, to put the genie back in the bottle. To use your image, the horse is very much out of the barn, and we're not shaping events on the ground.
And one of the moving parts here, of course, is the ISIS fighters who are being watched. Do we know anything more about what might be happening there?
I mean, that's truly a muddled and confused situation. There are reports somehow that the Kurds are willfully releasing ISIS prisoners, but their official spokesmen have basically said they're doing their best to try to contain this. I mean, the U.S. did not have the time, nor, I guess, the inclination to basically say to the Turks, if you're going to come across the border, at least give us 3 or 4 days so that we can maintain custody of the high-value ISIS prisoners, the so-called Beatles, two of the four who were responsible for the execution of American and European citizens. So we got very little out of this, which is unfortunate from a negotiating standpoint. And I think, again, we don't have a vital national interest in Syria. The previous administration never declared one. This administration doesn't want one. Congress, despite its tough rhetoric, is really unwilling to invest the blood and treasure necessary to compete in Syria. And the American public, frankly, president, I think, has tapped into something important here. President, the American public really isn't interested in getting involved in any more unwinnable wars.
So is it plausible that President Trump and the people around him knew this would be the result of what he was doing and did it anyway because they know that, or you think they didn't even imagine this?
I mean, I'm hesitant to judge here. I've worked for Republicans and Democrats and voted for them, but this administration's foreign policy in terms of its execution, with apologies to the Marx Brothers, really, plays like a Marx Brothers movie. There's no coordination. There's no process. There's no thinking things through. What you have is a risk-averse president who is eager to fulfill a campaign pledge and seems determined to do it, helter-skelter, willy-nilly, regardless of the consequences. Well, we've seen over the last 3 or 4 days what those consequences could be. And again, I'm not arguing that we somehow try to turn this around and turn Syria into a national priority and deploy thousands of American ground forces. We saw that movie in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're still that movie's still playing. It's sad. It's tragic. I suspect Syria's going to remain a complicated mess that it is for the remainder of the administration.